Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, December 19th, and it is time for Creation Club with Pastor Warren Wirth. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning, Andy.
A blessed Advent to you today.
And to you as well.
Only 1 week left.
Less than a week.
Less than a week till Christmas. Only 1 week of Advent left. We've got one Sunday left of Advent.
There you go. We have one Sunday of Advent coming up. This weekend will be the fourth Sunday in Advent. And so we will hear the good news of the Annunciation for those of us who are using the three-year lectionary series anyway, and the good news of salvation as the angel Gabriel told the Virgin Mary that she would give birth to the one who would be the Son of the Most High and our Savior. So we look forward to our worship this Sunday and hope that all our listeners will be able to participate in worship Sunday as well.
Amen and amen. Well, what do you have for us this week with Creation Club?
Well, as we get close to Christmas, people are sometimes wondering about what can they get someone, or sometimes they're thinking about charitable giving. They might think of something they might give to their church or school that would be helpful to them, perhaps also in this area of helping people understand correctly about the creation versus evolution debate. And there are many good resources, books and DVDs and magazines and things that we can recommend if someone wants to buy this, whether for their pastor or for their church library or their school library, or for a grandchild or someone special in their life that might benefit from this. So maybe we could just get started and talk about some of those materials that are available.
Well, sure. Let's talk about all the gifts you bought me this year.
Indeed.
I'm just teasing.
Secret Santa, huh? Okay. Concordia Publishing House, our own publishing arm of our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, has a number of resources that we can recommend. One, if you just were getting one little book, or if you've never read about this and were wondering, could I find something that's simple and short and not too difficult, here's something I can recommend to everyone. It's a little book or booklet by Dr. Joel Heck. It's called In the Beginning, God, Creation from God's Perspective. And I think he does a really fine job in this little booklet of explaining the basics about the creation versus evolution debate, starting where we need to start as Christians with God's Word, the Bible. And he goes through Genesis chapter 1 very carefully, verse by verse, and explains it. And then he talks about the context of Genesis 1 and the genre and interpretation of Genesis. It helps us understand it with Old Testament references, New Testament references. He deals with the meaning of the word day. He deals with the theology. And he finally gets around in the last part of the booklet to the matters of science and so forth. And he does a really nice job, and it's not too difficult, and it's not really long. So somebody who doesn't want a really long and involved book that's way over their head or too long to get through, this is a good little book that is very handy, and I recommend to pastors and school teachers and lay people alike. It's a very excellent little book. Also, from Concordia Publishing House, there's a book that's a little bigger and a little more in-depth, In Search of the Genesis World by Eric Fanfangi. And it answers a whole bunch of questions about creation versus evolution, again, from a Lutheran Christian perspective, helping us understand that, you know, again, God's Word is true, and there's nothing in the Bible or in the world of science that should help us, that should ever get us to doubt God's Word or the historic understanding of the historical narrative of Genesis as the account of how things came to be. Another book from Concordia Publishing House is Studies in Creation by Dr. John Klotz. Dr. Klotz was one of the first in the Missouri Synod who not only had a theology degree, but went on to get a degree in science specifically so that he could talk intelligently about these matters with people who had questions about science and the Bible, evolution versus creation, and things of this nature. And so he has some helpful things that he wrote in that little book, Studies in Creation. For somebody who wants lots of pictures in their book, I can recommend something from Concordia Publishing House. Colonel Jeffrey Williams is an astronaut, and he was on the space station and took all kinds of pictures, and he published a book through Concordia Publishing House called The Work of His Hands. And that's a wonderful book to have on your coffee table or in your library, whether it's at home or church or school, so that people can look through that. And as you look at these photographs and read the text, it helps you, you know, get a an astronaut's view of planet Earth, and many, many of those pictures, you know, can speak to you about how wonderfully God made this world in which we live, the only world that we're aware of, you know, in the solar system and in the galaxy that has life. You know, there are people speculate about life being elsewhere, but it hasn't actually been found anywhere else besides on planet Earth. And here's someone who went outside of planet Earth, and the space station looks down upon the Earth, and you just see how marvelously God made our planet. There's a lot of resources available through Answers in Genesis. We highly recommend many of those resources from Answers in Genesis. I think every pastor and every school library should have copies of the four-volume The New Answers book. Okay, so there's a series of books, actually four books so far, and they may be adding to them. They have added as things go on. And they have answered hundreds of questions that people have on the creation versus evolution debate. And the articles are written by many people. Some of the people are like Dr. David Menton, Ken Ham, Dr. Georgia Purdom, Dr. Lyle, we've got Dr. Andrew Snelling, and many other of the experts at Answers in Genesis who have answered a lot of questions, and everything from what about carbon-14 dating, or where did Cain get his wife, to more complicated questions about are there transitional fossils in the fossil record, or are there such things as helpful mutations? And there's just all kinds of questions, and they're written so that the average person, you know, high school and above, can grasp what's going on and get a basic understanding of these subjects. So they're written by people who are very knowledgeable in their fields, but they're also written for the layman so that, you know, if you're a high school student or above and you read this, I think you can get a pretty good understanding of what's going on and see the answers that you don't get when you're attending a public school or visiting a public museum or watching one of those documentaries on television that may raise some questions that you have. These books help to answer those questions. And so I recommend that as a resource for pastors and school teachers to have in your church, your school, or your home. There's also a lot of DVDs available through Answers in Genesis. One little bitty DVD that I think is helpful to use with junior high and up is one called Check This Out. It's got six short, fast-paced DVD vignettes that talk about such things as creation versus evolution, how about radiometric dating, what about fossils, how are fossils formed, what about the origin of races, what about pain and suffering, problems with evolution, things like this. And so they're all about 3 minutes long, and they're very fast-paced. They use some animation, but they do a good job, I think, of explaining some basic concepts, which then you can explore in greater depth if you slow down and unpack what's in there. Speaking of DVDs, there's a whole bunch of good DVDs by Dr. David Menton, featuring Dr. David Menton as the presenter. They recorded a lot of his lectures at the Creation Museum, and lots of those are just outstanding. He has one on the seeing eye and the hearing ear, those just are awesome. He's got one on human reproduction that, again, is just it just takes your breath away. You see the wonder of God creation. There's a whole box set called Body of Evidence, and it's, you can actually use that for a homeschool situation to teach anatomy and physiology to high school age students. And it goes into all kinds of detail on human anatomy, so every, you know, system in the human body, and it's just every time you look, everywhere you look in the human body, you see evidence of the wonderful design of God, and you come to the conclusion, the same conclusion as the psalmist, we are fearfully and wonderfully made by our wonderful God. And so, and Dr. Menton makes sure that in every one of his presentations, he gets to the gospel. He wants to make sure that you not only understand about creation, but he always leads us back to Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I think that's outstanding, which is true of many of the Answers in Genesis resources. Dr. Georgia Purdom came out with a book here in the last year or so on the Galapagos Islands. And again, this is one of those that you like to have on your coffee table because it's got all kinds of great photographs. Really, really good. And so if you leave that out in your living room or at a place where people can see it and pick it up and read it. It's like National Geographic, only better, because, of course, it's from a biblical point of view, understanding God's creation and believing what the Bible says about it instead of coming up with a fairy tale of millions and billions of years of evolution. So those are all just really great books. They have a number of items for children. So people often think, you know, kids are interested in dinosaurs, but so many books out there talk about millions and billions of years in evolution. How can I satisfy my children's or grandchildren's ideas, their desire to have books about dinosaurs, and not contaminate their thinking with all this stuff about millions and billions of years in evolution? And again, Answers in Genesis has a number of books that are suitable there. You can go to their website, answersingenesis.org, look for the store, and kind of look around there. One that I think is really great is Dinosaurs by Design by Dr. Duane Gish. And it's, you know, it's got lots of pictures, but it also explains everything from a biblical standpoint. I think those are really outstanding resources. Something else, you might think of a magazine subscription.
Oh, yeah.
They have Answers Magazine, is a great magazine put out by Answers in Genesis. And it's not, I don't think it's monthly. It seems to me that it comes out several times a year. I forget the exact publication schedule, but each issue is packed with stuff, lots of stuff. And it includes things for grown-ups and things for children. But they're not intended to be above the head of the average person. They do also publish a research journal that's more scholarly for those who are into scientific fields and are prepared to handle the stuff more in depth. But Answers Magazine itself is intended to be for general consumption, so that, you know, pastors and teachers and lay people in, you know, high school and up, you can read this. Probably junior high and up, you could read the magazine, page through it, and get a lot out of it. Not only Answers in Genesis, but there are other good Christian organizations out there that deal with the subject. The Institute for Creation Research, ICR, is out there too and does a lot of great stuff in this whole field of creation versus evolution. They too have materials available, and they have a magazine called Acts and Facts. And one of my members subscribes to that, and when he's read through the issues, he passes them on to me. So, again, those are very helpful. So you can learn about these subjects and help your family and your people at your church and school to understand this as well. Going in a completely different direction, there's a medical doctor in the St. Louis area by the name of Dr. Carl Werner. I've had the pleasure of meeting him, and he also has come to believe in creation. You know, when he was in medical school, he was taught evolution like everybody else and believed evolution, until one of his fellow med students challenged him, kind of made a bet with him that he couldn't prove evolution to be true. And so he thought, well, that's a challenge I can't refuse to take up. So he spent more than 30 years traveling all over the world, and he and his wife taking photographs and videos of all kinds of stuff. They went to all kinds of major dinosaur dig sites, fossil beds. They went to museums all over the world. They interviewed scholars who believe in evolution at museums, at universities, and videotaped those interviews and have put together some books and some DVDs that are just outstanding. In fact, since he's financing this all himself, he's still producing more, so I don't know how many he's actually got in this series. I have two of his DVDs and two of his books. The first is called Evolution, the Grand Experiment, and he's, another one's called Living Fossils. And again, the quality of the photographs and the video and this is just outstanding. It's really high class, first class stuff. And he does an excellent job of debunking the claims of evolutionists. You know, they trot out the whale evolution as a classic example. You have to be blind as a bat if you don't see the truth of evolution when you look at whale development, they say. And then he just kind of takes you step by step, and he's interviewing these people who are responsible for museum exhibits. He's interviewing people who are responsible for, they were the paleontologists who had some of the great fossil finds. And he asks, well, what about this and what about this? And pretty soon you realize that they built a house of cards there that the actual fossil evidence doesn't support. the things that they were claiming. They fill in the blanks with their imagination. And so a lot of times when you see it in the textbook or you see it in the museum, they draw pictures. But when you actually say, well, what do you actually have in terms of the fossils, it's not what they depict. And, you know, these are just outstanding. In fact, it, you know, I would highly recommend that you get this for your church in your school, and that you show it to your adult Bible class, that you show it to your high school Bible class, these videos, and I hope that he comes out with more. I think he's intending to do that. You can find his materials at thegrandexperiment.com, thegrandexperiment.com, and you can buy them there, and they're just very, very well done. And particularly just sticking with the science, he doesn't really get so much into the religious aspect as, you know, Answers in Genesis and CPH, you could well expect, are going to bring Christ in very explicitly. I don't think that his materials do that as much, but he helps the viewer or the reader think through the issue and basically come to the conclusion, well, you know, if it didn't happen over millions and billions of years, and if evolution just isn't supported by the scientific evidence, it's not supported by fossil evidence or DNA or any of that, then what alternative are we left with? And, you know, you can come to the conclusion, well, then maybe the Bible's true, that we actually were created by Almighty God. So great materials there, and there's many more that we could recommend. I think we're probably getting to the end of our time here. Do you have some questions or some that you want to recommend?
Well, I do have one question. We probably don't have a lot of time to get to the full answer here, but maybe the top three. You mentioned several recommendations for coffee table books, you know, books that you would put out on your coffee table. What are the top two or top three that are on your coffee table?
Well, I guess a couple of these that I mentioned. I've got the Galapagos Islands ones, and I have the Work of His Hands, an autographed copy by Colonel Jeffrey Williams. Those are great books out there. And there are others, too, that I could put on my coffee table. I have one about Noah and accounts of floods. There's one about are dragons real? And accounts of dragon legends and connecting that to dinosaurs and so forth. There's you know, lots that one could put out there.
Do you have, by chance, do you have this list typed up? I'd be happy to share it with our listeners. We could...
I should do that.
Yeah, if you have time, if you have it typed up, I'd be happy to share it with our listeners, and we could share it on Facebook today. I'd be glad to do that.
Okay, well, I've got a funeral today, so it may not be today.
That's right. But we can share it later.
Maybe soon we can get it out there. I'll try to do that.
Thank you so much, Pastor Wirth. Always good to talk to you. Thank you so much for all those great suggestions. Now I'm going to go spend the rest of the day shopping online. Just kidding. I've got work to do. Thanks so much, Pastor Wirth. God's blessings. Merry Advent and a Merry Christmas to you.
Blessed Christmas to you as well.
We'll catch up back after the holidays.
Very good.
Thanks. Bye-bye now. Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer. Stick around for that and more great programming right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.